Not much negative feeling, really, about those decades. It's kind of in the mid-teens, 15, 16 percent. The 80s have the fewest negative feelings associated with them, just 12% of people saying that that this is a negative. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Say, we have a special call on the line. Sean, is that you?
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, hey, Ron. Sean. You know, I understand, Sean, that you're a friend of one of our staff members, Shelley. Is that right, Shelley
Osterberg? That is correct. Is Shelley there?
I believe she is. Now, Sean, we don't generally allow personal calls on the show, as you know. But in this case, I think I'll probably just be inclined to make an exception here.
I appreciate that, Ron. I really, really do.
That's quite all right. Sean, go ahead and speak to Shelley if you'd like to.
Cool, thanks.
All right, sure.
Shelley, if you can hear me.
I can.
Hey, how you doing?
What is happening?
Nothing. So I called your mom today, right? And I asked her for my Christmas present. She said, yeah. Which was surprising, and I was very happy. And then I realized I should have asked her for health care. You know, I could get into that later. But either way, what I did ask her was if I had her permission to ask you to marry me. So, Shelley Osterberger, will you marry me?
I cannot believe you are doing this.
Oh, I'm so doing this on the Ron Reagan Show.
Oh, my God.
He's doing it, Shelley.
What do you think, Ron?
Well, I'm going to leave this to Shelley.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
All right, I'll see you later.
That's it?
No.
Well, Shelley, how do you feel about this? This is kind of a surprise.
Oh, my God.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, he's here. I don't know. I'm quite shocked. This is quite shocking, I have to say. Oh, my God.
Is Sean now in the room?
Yes, he's here.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm glad he didn't do this too remotely.
Oh, my God.
Is that a guest? I forgot.
Yes, there's a guest.
I take it there are smiles all around.
God. Yes, a little bit of tears.
Uh-huh. So, Shelley, have you been waiting for a while for this question to be?
No, I mean, not like, no, just, you know, it's been, thrown around a little, I guess. But
Yeah.
No, you know, it's not like we've been dating 10 years or anything, so it's not like that.
No, how long have you been together?
2 years in November.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's long enough to get to know one another.
Indeed, I think so.
I don't know this Sean fellow. Is he an upstanding sort of guy?
He's a very good man.
Good.
And real cute.
Yes. Good. Well, I guess then I have no choice but to approve of this union.
Thank you very much, Ron Reagan, for your approval. I appreciate it.
Any thoughts on where you might? That's quite all right, Sean. This is. Are you kidding? We couldn't pass up an opportunity like this. Any thoughts on where you might, where and when you might want to get married?
I don't know. Yeah. Any thoughts, Sean?
Oh, I thought we'd do it in your home state.
Yeah, maybe New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans would be fun. Yeah,
a little Creole wedding.
Exactly.
A little Cajun.
It's your
little...
Hey, you tell me where you want to go.
Yeah. And what about the honeymoon? Any thoughts on honeymoon?
I have to say I have not really thought about this.
No, I imagine you haven't.
I'm quite shocked, to be honest.
Sean, have you thought about it, though?
You
had a little more warning.
Thought about what?
Where you can't hear.
Oh, I can't hear, no.
Well, honeymoons, have you thought?
I haven't, but, you know, I've always wanted to go to Moscow.
Moscow?
Moscow, Idaho, or Moscow, Russia?
Like, what?
We could do better
than
Moscow.
Yeah, right?
Let's go someplace warm.
Yeah, he likes Costa Rica a lot.
Oh, that's true. We like Costa Rica.
We
can join Ron on the Mexican Riviera.
We could go on the Mexican cruise. That would be really
that's
fun.
True. I'm not sure that I'd recommend that for a honeymoon. I think you might want a little more privacy than that.
Not the most fun.
And besides, since you work for Air America, somebody, you know, inevitably put you to work on your honeymoon, that would be a drag.
For sure.
You don't want that. If you are thinking the Russia angle there with Moscow, I would go St. Petersburg instead. It's a prettier city.
There we go.
You know, yeah, you can fly into Moscow, see, you know, Red Square, and then take the train up to St. Petersburg. And, you know, maybe
there you go.
But I kind of like the hot weather version a little better, too.
Let's scale it back to Costa Rica, then.
Costa Rica. I think Costa Rica. Well, Shelley, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you?
10.
10?
10, yeah, totally shocked.
By the way,
completely shocked.
All of our friends are listening.
Oh my God.
Oh yes.
And I was just on Facebook. I just told my cousin to tune in. I was like, I'm getting ready to go on the air. She was asking about the job. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, getting ready to go on the air. Listen in. So now she's listening too. I had no idea.
Ah.
How funny.
Well, when Sean first called up and proposed this, we said, no, forget it. We don't do that kind of thing. And then he said, but all our friends will be listening. And I thought, oh, ratings gold.
There you
okay.
go.
that's really the only reason
we agreed to this whole thing. Our 10 friends are listening.
And now we've got a little wedding music here going
on.
It's nice.
Thanks,
Chris Rosen, on the big board there.
Thank
always
you,
great
with
the,
music.
The musical stings. It's true. Well, may I simply wish you all the best as you move towards your wedding and on throughout life after that. This is it's a wonderful occasion today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ron.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to The Ron Reagan Show, a very special Ron Reagan Show. We'll see you tomorrow.